Just hold on right there. Don't move. Don't move a muscle unless you're driving. Continue to drive. Dungeons & Dragons will be starting right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Kev, you and Bench are leaned up against each other, standing inside of Oak's childhood bedroom. On the right, you have a bed that seems slightly too small for the size of person that Oak is, tucked in with a very neat plaid duvet. And to the left, there is what some could only describe as a shrine, with a very lovely portrait of a lovely young woman who you've never met. This woman has a short black bob cut. She's dressed in very professional attire, a button-down suit top, button-down blazer. Thank you.
She's wearing a power pantsuit.
She's wearing a power pantsuit. There are stacks of pristine files all around the shrine. There are glowing crystal orbs around like the perimeter of the frame. It's very tasteful. It's very tasteful. It's not weird in any sense of the term.
I mean, it sounds pretty weird.
It sounds pretty weird.
Yeah. And also, I'm picturing like that character from The Incredibles.
Me too.
Yes, Edna. Okay. Yeah. Enid.
Very much.
Edna?
Edna. Yeah.
It's been that's so many years I couldn't remember.
I was also thinking that. Also, does it look like a vanity mirror? That's surrounded in light bulbs?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But instead of being a mirror.
Instead of a mirror, it's a it's a picture.
Oh. It's a picture.
Yeah.
Of that lady from The Incredibles.
That's what you see. There's a dresser off and to the right. I'm not going to tell you how you live your life, but all the drawers are closed. Everything in this room is in like pristine order. There's not a piece of like dirty laundry outside of the basket. And Bench, who's leaning up against you, says,
Oak got a problem with what is this? What am I looking at?
I have no idea, but I guess I owe you $10 because, he still does live with his parents.
Did you get to meet his parents when you got to the house for them to let you into his bedroom?
A moment goes by and there's a little knock at the door and a very small, older woman with very curly gray hair and a purple shawl and a tray that has two very tiny teacups and a teapot that's very floral in nature.
I'm feeling attacked.
Comes walking into the room and says,
well, as I said, Oak isn't here, but I brought you some tea and some biscuits. You are the nice boys who Oak went out with just last night, right?
Yep, that's us. We had a great time with your son. Very, very fun, fun guy.
Yeah, Oak is a great guy. I'm just gonna, yep, thank you for the tea.
Yeah, which one of you is, what is Oak River? Best friend Cav?
Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm Cav.
I've heard so much about you. You do have some improvements to make, so Oak says, but you're getting there.
That's really nice to hear.
Yep. Well, enjoy the tea. I don't know when Oak's gonna be home, but thank you for bringing his bag back. If he comes while you're here, I'll just send him right up. Mill about.
He holds up his teacup and does a little cheersies with Bench and just downs the hatch and then doesn't realize it's as hot as it is. And like starts to like cough.
Oh dear! I'll get some water. Don't move. Help your friend. And the woman rushes out of the room.
Bench is just going shot, 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 shot.
Every man
ain't no party like a Kevlarin party.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons, a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, he, him, and Dungeons & Dragons stars Amy Moore as Aladdin, she, her.
I'm imagining them like baguettes, because why wouldn't I?
Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, he, him.
No, we are friends, I just didn't think it was relevant.
And Carla Maxted as Bonwyn Everbane, she, her.
I'd like everyone to just maybe give the one word to describe how they're feeling.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production and supported by our patrons at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Join us today, 7-day free trial. And now, fuck it, let's play. We're at Everbane's, and the room is not as full as one would expect on a business association meeting night. As Bonwyn, you look around and you see that there are a few regulars. There's Nyssa, the farrier. Thane, of course, is there. June from Boston's Mill has made their way down. Neven, who helped you set up. And Chuckle Sock Snickersole, the cobbler in town, has made it out for tonight's event. You had put out several more chairs, expecting more of the local artisans and business owners to come by and discuss, if not the concerns that they have, at the very least, to all criticize the meeting that the mayor called earlier in the day. Neven comes up to you and says, well, I don't know if anybody else is coming. We've given them quite some time. This might be it for tonight.
This might be it. I would have thought, after that amazing speech this morning, that more people would come for, you know, the yelling at each other that we normally devolve into. Like, what worries me about the low turnout is not just that the crustless sandwiches are going to go bad unless Thane eats them all,
yeah.
which hopefully they will, but also what worries me is, are people just so used to it that they can't even be mad anymore? Like,
it's been,
they're not even angry. It's just apathy now.
Yeah, like, nothing's going to change. Well, maybe that's the point we start with, is how's
apathy?
Everybody feeling?
Perfect.
Like, just like everybody loves a good icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe see, like, in one word, what are you feeling?
That's how you think I should start the meeting?
That's how I think you should start the meeting.
Okay, Neven. I mean, you always give great advice. You're very successful at business,
do
so
I?
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Let's do that. Everyone, if you could just, yeah, I think we're going to start. It's sort of a low turnout. In light of the mayor's speech this morning, taxes going up again, just the general sort of state of, you know, the business community. I guess what we're going to do is just take a moment to think and reflect, and then we're going to go around in a circle, and I'd like everyone to just maybe give the one word to describe how they're feeling. And we are, of course, this was Neven's idea, so we are going to start with Neven.
Oh, yes. I'm feeling In one word.
One
yes,
word,
right?
Please.
That yep. was what you would like mm-hmm. to start with? One word. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling frustrated.
Great, June.
Trepidatious.
Oh.
That's a good word. That's a good word.
That's a good
June.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay, Thane?
Well, I'm a little hungry.
Great. We got a lot of sandwiches, so.
Yeah, no, I saw that. There's going to be some leftovers. It's great. It's great.
Perfect. Chuck, how are you doing?
Unsettled.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Nyssa, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm feeling demoralized.
Okay, and I guess I'll go last, and I guess, pissed.
Yeah.
Not the fun drunk kind, but like the WTF kind?
I'm not usually in for that kind of language, but I have to say, it is called for.
It's just, it's either that, or I just, I don't know, give up, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to hold on to anger as sort of a motivating force, and keep working hard, keep serving my customers well, and what can we do to improve the situation?
Nyssa here. I've been hearing rumblings that a lot of people are thinking about just leaving and going to Kingstown. Like, there's more opportunity there and less bullshit.
My cousin Farb left. Went to yeah? Kingstown.
Yeah. Oh, and how are they liking it?
Haven't heard from them since.
Well, that's either good or not good. You should
probably hopefully, a good sign. Maybe send
write
a
letter.
Ah, yeah, we weren't that close.
I see. Yeah, I mean, I don't want that. Of course I don't want that to happen because I don't, like, I can't. This is third generation. Like, I can't leave Everbane, so I'm in. And you have all been here working. I mean, second generation, June, how you've been. We've all been here a long time. So.
Forever,
it's just,
yeah.
It's just frustrating.
Parents.
I was here before the cobbles were laid down in the streets.
So, what do we do? First thought, best thought, riot?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Talking with your mouth full.
Sorry. Well, you caught me at a good moment there. I just, the egg salad, quite nice. You should all try it. Riot's good. I also had a similar thought of down with the government, but that seems like it's going to need more than, how many are we here? Six people?
Probably more than six people, especially since all those soldiers have come in.
Right.
To deal with the pirates or whatever.
Yeah.
Or take our money.
Yeah.
Are they dealing with the pirates?
I haven't seen a single pirate.
Yeah. I mean, that could be proof.
But maybe that
means,
yeah, maybe that's working then.
I don't know. I think that's what they want you to think. I say, fuck the police.
Whoa.
You heard me.
Yeah, June. I mean, I'm with you, but what do we actually do? Because there is only the six of us and, like, you know, the maybe six other people we were hoping were going to be here. So that's 12.
Yeah, it's interesting that Bench didn't show up. He said he was going to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw him and that new guy last night. Drunk as a skunk.
Oh, yeah, they were painting the town.
With their vomit.
Yeah.
And they didn't invite anybody else out? That's unfortunate.
Oh. There was a third one with them, the one from the city hall.
Oh, yes, that uptight little guy.
The snivelly one who's all about the making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed on the papers.
Yeah, and like submitting things on time.
Oak. You guys mean
Oak.
Yeah,
that's the one.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Before the school shut down, well, we went to school together and he was just like that. Like, when he was 12 years old, he was exactly like that.
Oh, so he'd be the one that's like, hey, teacher, you didn't assign us homework.
Yes, I was just going to say exactly that. He literally did that. You know, like, a kind person. But, not really fun on a night out, I wouldn't think.
You can't trust a guy whose clothes are that pressed.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. And I taught him when he was in the third grade.
Neven here.
Okay, everybody, you don't actually have to, like, announce who you are ahead of time, because there's just the six of us, but...
Well, usually there's somebody taking minutes, and then it's important afterwards to...
Oh, you're right, you're right. I apologize. Also, Thane, could you please start taking notes?
Yep.
Perfect, because I know I volunteered last time, but I'm just not, I'm not good with it.
It was off the rails, like, going back over those minutes there, Chuckle Socks.
Illegible,
yeah. And some really sort of graphic, funny, but probably inappropriate doodles.
Well, there was like a lot of double entendres that were happening last time, I got distracted.
Yeah, well,
as one does. On the notes. What I was gonna say is that obviously Bench. Not here right now, but a friend of the business association has an in with, if he's out painting the town, so to speak, has an in with somebody who, we're talking about the same one who's come to investigate, right?
Right? Thane, you were telling us about this, that like, there's like a new guy who's from Kingstown and he's like
Kingstown's
investigating.
Got the tattoos
Well, we should ask.
One and the same, I believe.
So rather than riot, you're suggesting perhaps we ask for an introduction to the new, maybe gonna help from the inside guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, we can turn him and have a spy.
Maybe we don't even need to turn him. He's from Kingstown, right?
Well, I feel like I'm ambivalent about whether that's good or bad.
Well, I mean, what was your cousin's name, was it?
Florp?
Florp?
Yep, that's what I said.
Well, I mean, Florp's yet to be confirmed, but could be having a great time in Kingstown. True. That's enough for me to say that, you know, maybe we at least need an introduction, figure out where they stand.
And if Bench likes him, I mean,
Bench is one of the best.
Yeah. Okay, so plan A, introduction to investigator from Kingstown.
Mm-hmm.
Plan B,
riot and Molotov cocktails.
Whoa.
You got it, June.
Yes, you work at the mill, so you've got a lot of flammables out there, so.
I sure do.
Okay, well, let's strike that from the minutes there, Thane. Just in case something comes back to us.
Oh, no paper trail.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
And I think this was before you started taking notes, but maybe when June said, fuck the police, maybe just get rid of that too.
Got it. Yep.
Perfect.
A lot of my stuff ends up being stricken.
You're too powerful, June. You're too powerful.
That's true.
Time to take a break and have ourselves some fun in the middle. Hey, friends.
We just wanted to dip in and say, hey, thanks for listening.
We appreciate you being here for this new season. And it's a great time for you to tell all your friends who you've been like, oh, mm-hmm. gosh, you should listen to this thing that's nearly 300 episodes long. Mm-hmm. Now's a great time because it's
five. Come in on the ground floor.
Yeah, this is easier onboarding when there's just like five episodes instead of hundreds. And then the great thing is there is still the hundreds.
Yes. So once they fall
once they
love,
like
yeah.
us. There's so much of that delicious, delicious content.
Oh, so good. But with this new and super awesome season that we got going on, we are doing a downtime that's a little different. And if you don't know what downtime is, Carla's going to tell you.
Amy doesn't know what downtime is
no,
either.
I do know.
I was waiting to see which of us you were going to tell the world was going to talk
know,
about
right?
the downtime. So after we record our episodes, immediately after, we have a little debrief that we call Dungeons Downtime that's released to patrons. And we are doing it a little bit different this season, coming out the same day. So you can listen to the episode and then immediately listen to us debrief on the episode. And sometimes that means like just laughing and then talking about the future for our characters and what we want to happen.
It's real deep.
I don't know. Are they still in the box? Really? Yeah. Okay, I guess one day maybe they'll get out of the box.
It's not, and to say that, it's not spoilers talking about the future.
No,
it's
no,
hopes
no.
for talking about getting out of the box.
Or like a maybe, or a what about this idea? We like we brainstormed during this time, and so it could be a little sneak peek into the future, or... We could have completely let go whatever ideas have happened because we'd forgotten about them.
Or we could completely forget.
And they're just gone.
And then in 6 months, you'll be like, what about that idea? And we'll be like, huh?
Be like,
and that's the fun
and then
thing.
We'll say, that's a great idea you came up with all by yourself.
Oh, then I would just gaslight them and be like, I never said that.
I'd be like, there was a legitimate recording.
We have proof, Amy. I don't believe you. But also, we used to do downtimes, and they were kind of like short little snippets, but we beefed them up. Talking like 10 minutes, maybe a little longer, really getting into the, like, digging into the meat. No, that's not how that's said.
Yeah, you're digging into the
meat.
We're digging into the meat.
That's right. Just carving
it
out.
Just like some big meat party.
Like some badgers just digging in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And with that, you can find
those. Took a gross turn there.
Yeah, I'm sorry I said meat party.
Yeah. You can find those at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Sign up at any tier there. 7-day free trial at the $5 and $25 tiers. So you can come test it out, see if you like it, and then stick around because not many people don't stick around once they come join and hang out in the community and have a great time. And when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Jeffrey Byrne.
Thank you,
Thanks, Jeffrey.
We appreciate you sticking around.
We do appreciate
being
you.
Here
Thank
with
you
us.
So much for your support.
Absolutely. So you too can be like Jeffrey and join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And now... I'm pretty sure that's the end of the downtime. So we'll get you back to the episode, and you have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
That's the end of the downtime?
And that's...
That's what you said.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's... See,
the
look,
middle.
Look, it's the middle downtime now. Oh my God, it's downtime.
Oh, now we're doing a downtime in the middle.
No, we can't do it.
Oh my God.
Gotta back out. Back
we
away
can.
Slowly.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
We find ourselves in an alleyway. There's a pile of crates stacked up, some old milk cartons, and a dumpster, and a door gets kicked open, and a stout half-elf, lovely middle-aged woman, comes out. She's got an apron on, it's all stained with pasta sauce and different foods, and is carrying out a tray of what looks like some stale bread. She's making her way over to the dumpster, and she pauses in the middle of the street, and looks both ways and then clears her throat and
Aladdin peeks out from behind the dumpster and looks around.
Looks like it's clear there, dear.
Thank you so much, Miss Figglesworth.
Oh, of course, dear. How are you doing? How are the other kids doing? I haven't seen many of them around lately.
You know, there's been a lot of other soldiers. Roaming around these days, so...
They have increased patrols, yeah.
It has made it hard for the kids to, you know, get out and...
You've been staying out of Dace's way?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. Well, I've got a few here for you.
She lowers the tray down for you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know... I don't have to take all of these. I think just three would do. I think so.
They're just going in the bin.
Oh, well, that's
it's
darn
closing.
Waste.
It's closing time. No one's gonna miss these ones. take them, fill up, and here.
And she reaches into her pocket and pulls out this nicely wrapped cupcake and gives it to you and says, share it, keep it for yourself, whatever you need.
Oh, until now I've got that big decision to make. And Aladdin is taking I'm imagining them like baguettes, because why wouldn't I?
Because we're 100%. A baguette team.
This is baguette is like the official bread of
Absolutely.
Dungeons and Dragons, so it's obviously a baguette.
Sure. Visit us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast for your free baguette.
Offer not valid.
Offer complete bullshit. Aladdin's takes the baguettes and starts to put them in their bucket and starts saying, I got a bucket full of baguettes. And it's just kind of humming to herself.
Someone overhears this song you're singing to yourself and they get on their phone and they say, Natasha, it's your cousin, Marvin. Listen to this. it was perfect. Natasha Bedingfield, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, it was. Okay.
We pan back down from the window above.
Aladdin says, same time next week, maybe, if you have any left.
Of course. Yeah, I'll see you then.
Okay. Thanks.
And if you get in trouble, you know you can come back here, okay?
Yeah, okay. But I don't get in trouble.
I know.
She turns and starts heading back towards the door.
And Aladdin scurries away.
Kevlarin and Bench, you're standing outside of Oak's house now. You're just kind of fanning your tongue off from the way too hot tea that was served to you up in Oak's childhood bedroom.
So we went to the office and he was not there. We found the bag, which we... Did we leave the bag with Mrs. Oak?
It didn't really make sense to take it.
Yeah, so we left the bag and then we came to the house and I don't find Oak. Maybe the worst happened.
Wait, what's the worst?
He fell asleep in a dumpster somewhere and then got picked up and taken down to the landfill.
I mean, that would be pretty bad.
Yeah, not that I know from personal experience or anything. Yeah, no.
Like that is the worst case
That's
scenario.
The absolute worst case that thing that could have happened.
I thought it's going to get real dark there.
I know.
I thought you were going to escalate to like him being like thrown in the trash and then the trash being thrown into the compactor.
Yeah. And it's a compactor. Now he's just a small
And then there's space aliens that come out of it and he didn't have a Han Solo with him to escape. So.
Exactly. Yep. But yeah, glad to know that the worst case scenario is just a little bit of dumpster sleeping. That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know where else we could go to find him. Any good sandwich places around here? You know, he's always going on about sandwiches.
Well, there's probably a pretty good sandwich place. Let's start walking. If only we had like a clue or something to go off of, like as a place where... Like, Oak is a meticulous person, and he didn't have anything in his bag.
Well, he had, like, the one empty potion and the one full potion.
He had an empty potion in his bag? Yeah, wait, what?
Did I not show you?
No. You didn't tell me that there was a clue. Did you keep the potion, or did you give it back to Mrs. Oak? Do we have to go talk to...
I didn't think it was much of a clue. No, I kept them in my bag, just in case we needed to... check on them or
let me see the fucking potions. God,
get to the potions.
Here I am, give me the potions. Oh, here I am walking around streets feeling like I got hit by a fucking four horse carriage and you are like withholding information from me.
Well, no, I wasn't withholding. I thought
we were friends.
No, we are friends. I just didn't think it was relevant.
I'm trying to get my business back. Any clue is a good clue.
Right. Okay, all right. Here's the potions.
God damn it. Oh, yeah. Okay.
He takes a look at the potions and gives them a shake and then looks at the insignia on top and says, ah, this is sweet apothecary. Maybe they know when he got them or when he was in there last. Maybe this is, like, maybe we went there last night.
Or maybe what they do.
Or maybe what they do. Maybe what they do. Yeah. Are you very concerned with what the vials do?
Well, no, but just, you know, like surely if they sold it to him, they'll be able to tell us.
Sure. Yeah. This is another way to find out, too.
Well, I'm just gonna just drink a random potion.
Coward.
Didn't you hear that happened to Florp a while back?
Oh, is that what happened to Florp? I thought it went to Kingstown.
No. On his way, he stopped at the potion shop, and then they had, like, a deal of the day on a mystery potion. And, you know, quite the gambler, that Florp, so he took them up on it.
Oh, shit. Oh, June's gonna be so upset. We're not... Take this to our grave.
Oh, okay.
We will never tell June that her dear cousin Florp, something happened to them.
I mean,
because
from,
of a potion.
From what I was told, he just kind of blinked out of existence.
Wait, what?
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 3, Episode 5. This episode starred Amy Moore as Aladdin, Carla Maxted as Bonwyn Everbane, Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Our amazing cover art and character designs are by Matt Garbutt. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Perry Mady, Ongeron Kiersen, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, Luna, and Aaron. And some more names that we want to thank of those who are helping build this world. Lord Irakin gave us the name June in Boston's Mill. We'll be learning more about them as the time goes on. French-Canadian Will gave us Chuckle Sock Snickersole. Twiglets gave us Flight Figglesworth, who works at the Copper Kettle. Lovely, dear. And Cat Waterflame provided the sweet apothecary, which may make a full appearance in the next episode. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast with a free 7-day trial. You can help us build the world. We've got so much bonus content coming your way that... Are you even going to have time to listen to it all? Probably. Probably is the answer. Before, after, during that, whenever, did you know we have a newsletter? There's a link tree down in the description where you can sign up for our newsletter, get informed at the beginning of the month of what's coming up, what's coming your way. We've got a lot of things that we're very excited about and we want you to know. So sign up for that, join us on Discord, come join us on Patreon. Those are the three main ones. If you're doing any or all of those, we appreciate you. So thank you for listening. That's it for this week. We hope you enjoyed the fun. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
What? What the fuck happens in Kingstown? You blinked out of existence? Like, incinerated?
Well, no, just like 1 minute he was there, and then the next second he wasn't there.
I don't know how to process this. Let's go to Sweet Apothecary. Maybe they can tell us what potion Florp took. And maybe where Oak is.
Oak, you and Bench are leaned up against each other.
Cav?
In, Cav. Mm-hmm. Cav, you and Bench. Fuck. Perseus, you and Bench.
No!
Kevlarin and Oak. Nope. Kevlarin and Ben. I don't know why I can't just fucking get one of your names right all the time.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Natasha and cousin Marvin Bedingfield.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book, and I would like you to be in it.
inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read!
Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
I haven't seen a tail, Your Ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.